This is the State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
State lawmakers took testimony on a bill allowing the use of medical marijuana in South Dakota. As South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Jennifer Jones reports, the measure is deferred until next week to allow for even more testimony.
Proponents of Senate Bill 171 shared stories of chronic pain, migraines, seizures, illnesses, and disorders that they or their children experience on a daily basis. They say pharmaceuticals are ineffective, addictive, or damaging. Some say they've only found relief through using marijuana. Raina Parker has a disorder that causes her chronic pain.
I beg you out of compassion to have consideration for people like me and, you know, people like others in this room who are disabled that really don't have healthy options left to us. I am human. I want to be a productive human being, and I want to be a whole human being. And that's an opportunity I do not have in the state of South Dakota right now.
Members of the Senate Health and Human Services Committee heard opponent testimony from people representing law enforcement organizations, including the South Dakota Sheriff's Association and the South Dakota Police Chiefs Association, among others. They say the bill hinders their ability to uphold the Constitution, since marijuana possession violates federal law. Representative Leslie Heineman, who has MS, spoke against the bill, saying marijuana is addictive and especially damaging for developing brains. He says the benefits do not outweigh the risk.
The long-term effects of its users, the effects on our society, the abuse that has occurred, especially in increased use in our youth, where states have legalized it, they all tell me, the statistics tell me, as a licensed drug prescriber, as a brother of an epileptic, and as myself, that adopting Senate Bill 171 is not right for South Dakota.
The bill is deferred until next week, when committee members will hear more testimony. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jennifer Jones.
A bill to end the death penalty in South Dakota failed in the state legislature. State Senator Art Rush, who spent many years as a prosecutor and circuit judge, brought Senate Bill 94 to the House State Affairs Committee on Wednesday. As South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbull reports, testimony on both sides was emotional.
Lynette Johnson lost her husband on his 63rd birthday in 2011. Two men brutally killed R.J. Johnson during an escape attempt from prison. Johnson's widow opposes repealing executions.
Can you imagine the pain? He had his hands up until he couldn't do it. What was he thinking? Look at his hands. Look at his fingers. This is his finger. Look at it. He fought so hard to stay with us. Can you imagine, just until his hands couldn't take it anymore? Until his hands couldn't take it anymore, he had to drop his hands. You know what? And they didn't have to, because there was certainly nobody around to help Ron. He was in this building by himself. But look at, look what they did to my Ron.
Compare Lynette Johnson's thoughts to those of Suzanne Bosler, whose father was stabbed 24 times and died of his wounds. Bosler says she had a chance to have her father's killer put to death and didn't.
I consider, and I've learned, that James Bernard Campbell's title, like everybody else on death row, is murderer. And I felt that if I was going to help the government plan for him to be killed, that that would be my title too. And I refuse to be like him. I refuse to be like him. I hold on to my father's beliefs in the sanctity of life. His integrity, his true convictions of how precious life was, everyone's precious life was to him.
Attorney General Marty Jankley says people have strong feelings for and against executions. He says his job is to protect innocent lives in South Dakota. The State Affairs Committee defeated Senate Bill 94 by deferring it to the 41st legislative day. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellen Bolt.
Debate on a possible tax hike to fund education is stalled in the State House until next week. Educators who support more money for teacher pay packed the gallery at the State House. As representatives started work on part of the new education plan for South Dakota, discussion stopped when a fraction of lawmakers invoked a special rule. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina reports on what happened on the House floor during Wednesday's debate.
House Bill 1182 is the funding mechanism for Governor Dennis Dugard's education plan. It raises the sales tax one half of 1% to benefit teacher salaries and offer some property tax relief. The measure passed unanimously out of committee earlier this week with more than an hour of testimony in favor of the bill. Members of the House of Representatives began debate on 1182 with Blue Ribbon Task Force co-chair State Representative Jacqueline Sly.
We looked at several options for funding sources, including state sales tax, seasonal sales tax, rural sales tax, cigarette and alcohol taxes, corporate income tax to include bank franchise tax. What we found is that the state sales tax was the most proven, stable, and has potential for growth.
Some lawmakers tried to amend the bill to strip an emergency clause that initiates the tax hike ahead of the typical July 1st start. That failed. Another lawmaker introduced a second amendment to the bill. Right after initial remarks, State Representative Jim Stalzer addressed the chamber.
Mr. Speaker, I would like to invoke Joint Rule 5-17.
Representative Stalzer would like to invoke Rule 5-17. Is he supported? Those who would like to basically delay the action on the amendment for one intervening day. He is supported.
Speaker Dean Wink counted more than one-fifth of lawmakers who agree to the delay. That means House members have to wait until Tuesday at the earliest to resume debate on the amendment and on the education funding measure, House Bill 1182. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.
Lawmakers in Pierre reject a measure that requires parents opt in to education related to human sexuality. House Bill 1168 mandates parents provide written permission before a student participates in any education related to sex ed, abstinence, or human sexuality. That includes specific courses, but also units in required classes such as biology. State Representative Tom Holmes is a former classroom teacher.
Biology teachers, what we used to call home economics teachers who deal with early childhood and such, treat this subject with the greatest sensitivity. I know in my own social studies classes, if we had a topic like abortion or embryonic stem cell research, I was so careful to deal with both sides of it because you understand your students are coming from different perspectives and you want to honor those perspectives and give them credence, but at the same time you want to educate them and give them the information they need to make an informed decision for themselves and for their lives.
Holmes says he understands the intent of the bill, but he says it isn't necessary. Opponents of House Bill 1168 say schools already operate on policies that inform parents and allow them to keep their children out of sex ed teaching. Supporters say schools should gain specific parental consent for children to participate in human sexuality education. Members of the House Education Committee defeated the bill by a vote of 8-4. In other news, a bill that requires more information to be given to a woman who is considering an abortion is moving forward. House Bill 1157 deals with medical abortions. Proponents say a woman takes one drug in a doctor's office and a second pill later, often at home. They say these women should be informed that if they decide to not take the second medication, there's still a chance they can carry the baby to term. But opponents say there's no credible evidence that a medical abortion can be reversed. Representative Paula Hawks spoke against the measure.
90% of those pregnancies are terminated after the first set of pills is taken. To inform a woman that she has an opportunity to reverse that decision after taking those three pills, which soften the tissues of the uterus and cause the placenta to become disrupted, is false. It's unconscionable to give that woman that piece of information knowing that it is false.
Proponents disagree, saying there are hundreds of documented cases of live births after an attempted medical abortion. House Bill 1157 passed with a vote of 59-10. It goes to a Senate committee for further debate. And finally, a piece of legislation that some say overrules the will of the people is dead in the state legislature. House Bill 1067 deals with health care providers and insurance companies. Advocates say the bill allows insurance companies to make deals with providers, leading to lower costs for consumers. but opponents say it gives insurance companies too much control over the market and overrides a 2014 initiated measure. Representative Lee Schoenbeck calls House Bill 1067 a smokescreen. He says it eliminates patient choice in healthcare providers.
It's exactly gutting what the citizens said, and we ought to quit pretending it doesn't. It's not honest when you make those statements. You'd have to think we're stupid. You'd have to think we could convince our citizens to believe they're stupid, so we go home and tell them something that's wrong and hope that they believed it. Let's just stop the garbage. If you don't like the initiative measure, you don't like it, and you want to reverse it. Just be honest. And for those of us that think our citizens want to have a right to choose their doctors, we should kill this motion, pass the one that would replace it, and go have a beer with the bankers.
Lawmakers on the House Commerce Committee went on to kill House Bill 1067 by a vote of 10-3.
This has been today's top legislative news from the state capitol in Pierre. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, and for the remainder of the 2016 legislative session, South Dakota Public Broadcasting has you covered. If you want to view more radio news or see additional programming from South Dakota Public Broadcasting, visit us online at sdpb.org. Also, be sure to visit sdpb.org/podcasts for more podcast programs of SDPB. You can also connect with us on social media by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting on Facebook and by following our news department on Twitter. The handle is at @sdpbnews. This has been today's episode of the State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting.